Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Yarns and Tales. Well, this is episode 69. Yep, we're moving right along, ain't we? Like I said last week, this week, our little project is going to be a variation of that little teeny tiny tube sock pattern we talked about. So, I've just gotten started on that. And once I explain what it is we're going to do, then I'm going to tell y'all how my first, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 days of working for Joann's, you know, as an open store and not a setup crew, has gone. And it has just been wonderful. But, oh, that, and I got some crazy weather report to do for y'all, too. Because, you know what? I live in the South. It's the only place you can experience 4 seasons in a week. Every week. Just about. Oh, but anyway, get my thoughts back on track here. Okay, as a refresher, in case y'all don't remember or you missed the episode, the basic preemie tube sock. I like to use a size 8 needle, and that's roughly a 5 millimeter metric. A 4 or 5 weight yarn. The first one I did a number 5 bulky, and that's just because it gave it a really super squishy sensation. Now, I kind of ran out of that. So, this one, in variation number 1, I looked through my scrap balls of yarn, and I pulled out this, I have no sleeve for it. It looks like about a number 4 worsted weight. It's in this funky muted purple. Pretty sure I've used it for previous projects, considering it's the size of a baseball now. Your basic cast on is 23 stitches. And to get started, it's going to start out very much like the basic tube sock, which is a rib knit for, let's go the first 5 rows or 6. 5 or 6, I'm going to let you look at yours and judge which one you think looks pretty good. Because that's kind of where I'm at on it, is I cast on and I now have 1, 2, 3 rows of rib knit. 1 by 1 rib knit, by the way. So, that's where we are with that. So, you get your needles out and you get busy. Yeah, if you're like me, you are like, hold that thought. Let me go find what I need. Yeah. I've been doing a lot of that. You know, pause. Let me go find something. Okay. Unpause. Okay. As funny as that sounds, and I don't know if any of y'all do this, but I will be looking at my family members and they'll be doing something and they need to say something else. And I guess this is just the digital age. I will hold 2 fingers up at them and point at them and tell them pause. Now, any of you techie, nerdy, digital viewer types, y'all know that a double line on any of your video audio stuff means pause. I have found now I will use 2 fingers held together, the 2 fingers and my thumb down. Now, put it up at them. P- pause. Like there's some digital recording. And they will just look at me and they will stop talking for a moment. I will shuttle out of the room real quick. I'll shuttle back real quick. And then I'm like, unpause, keep going. And they will just laugh at me because I just treated them like some digital audio video device. And they shake their heads. Really, Mom? Yes, I did that. Continue, please. How many of y'all have caught yourself doing that to people? You know, try to pause them like they are a digital device. And then have them, for lack of a better word, blue screen on you, because when you told them to pause, they completely derailed their train of thought. Yeah, I've done that to them. They've done that to me. Okay, buzzing right along here with this rib knit at the top of the little preemie sock. Because we're going to, in doing this, you can see how easy it is to take a base pattern. Just change up a little bit and see just how cute something can be, just changing its, you know, from one thing to another, but not really changing a whole lot. And how cute it can turn out. So I'm trying to keep my fingers moving while my mouth is moving. Oh, I know. I heard a couple of you giggle. Because y'all know that's hard as heck for me to do. You know, my mouth gets to going and my hands get to flipping all up in the air. And I'm talking with them. And yep, y'all know me way too well, don't you? So I'm working very diligently to keep this thing, you know, smoothly executed. Okay, that's 1, 2, 3. That's 4 rows. Let's see. Let's compare it to the other preemie sock. Okay, I'm just going to do 5 rows of rib knit. Yeah. Because that's 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to stick with 5. Okay, working on row number 5. La la. Yeah, I'm having a pretty good day today. I spent my morning off doing grocery store shopping and whatnot with my second son, Tyler. And he and I, we had some great conversation through the day. Then I treated my kids to some Arby's for lunch. And they said, you know, for just meat and bread, nothing else on it, those are some really good sandwiches. And honestly, it is. Okay. Almost to the end of this row. Okay. So, let me tell y'all a little bit while I'm working on this right here. Out of almost a week, okay, I'm recording this on a Thursday afternoon. And my first day on the job was a Friday morning when we opened the store. I worked the first day. And I worked the cutting counter. And, let's see. It was intense. I did friends and family the night before for an hour. And I worked the cutting counter then. That was on a Thursday night. It was supposed to be something a little more intimate. But let's just say the corporate message might have changed that up a little bit so that anyone off the street was not going to be turned away. Let me say we had more off the street than we did friends and family. Although we did have a lot of friends and family. Anyway, so our first official opening, 411. I'm manning the cutting counter. People were coming in, and I worked until, 1:30 that day, I think? 1 o'clock? Yeah. 1 or 2 o'clock. Anyway, I worked just long enough that I didn't need a lunch break. So anyway, I ended up with 1 15-minute break, and I was cutting fabric the whole time I was there. People were just non-stop buying fabric. Just non-stop. Da-doom, 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 da-doom. Finish up one customer, there was another one. Finish up her, there was another one. Boo-koodles of people have been starving for a local Joann's. Well, a local real fabric slash yarn slash craft store. And then I worked again on Saturday. And Saturday, I worked the morning shift, and it was not as crazy, but almost as crazy. And I mean, it was just going, 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 going. People were just eating it up, just nonstop. You know, you're looking at it, and it's like 4.5 hours of nonstop cutting fabric lengths. I loved it. It was a little stressful at points in time, and almost overwhelming that first Friday. I mean, I sat in the break room during my break, and before I knew it, I had tears streaming down my eyes. I was just, holy cow, it dawned on me how intense all of that was. I mean, I wasn't upset. I was just, holy cow. I had not been in the open workforce like that for almost 21 years. And it was literally just so much. But dried my eyes, cleared my face up, and there was a handful of employees that had come into the break room and saw me sitting there gathering myself. And my manager, he was very sweet. Somebody had ratted me out. And I was fine, but it was so overwhelming. And Saturday was better. And then I had Sunday off, which was good because I really needed to wash clothes. And, I've done row 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, that was row 5. Let's get back to this, and I'll tell y'all about a little bit on Saturday. Okay, so for this next one, for this first variation, what I think I'm going to do, because I want y'all to see how these things are cute being simple. So now we're going to run a stockinette to the toes. We're going to start with, okay, I don't know if y'all know when you do, okay, backtrack, brain is everywhere. I did a long tail cast on for this one. Now, when you do that, some of you will have noticed, and some of you are still novice, and you will not. That long tail cast on, one side, after you've done this whole rib knitting, one side is going to have this straight line of real pretty. And if you flip it over, the other side, you're going to see the bippity bumps along the edge of your very, very first cast on row. The bippity bumps, That's your pearl side. And that pretty flat, smooth line of stitches, that's your knit side. So if you want to stick with that, then depending on if you did 4, 5, or 6 on the rib knitting, look and see which one's facing you. If you got the bippity bumps, your first row now for the new pattern is going to be purl side. If it's that straight line at the bottom, that's going to be your knit side. So just pointing out, and I'll probably try to take a picture of that and put it on the, remember, I'm just going to update the post for the basic tube sock pattern. And I will try and remember to take a picture and point that out to you so you can really see that and go, oh, that's what she was babbling about because she didn't make a lick of sense. Yeah, that I'll do that. Okay, see, for mine, I have the bippity bumps, the U-shapes bippity bumps. So that's going to be my first row. For the remainder of the sock is going to be to purl all the way across. Now, yours might be a little different. And you know what? So what? Let it be different. Oop, I was about to drop into a rib knit pattern. Please. I don't need to rib, I just need to purl. Okay, here we go. Purling all the way across. Okay. Yep, this is going really well. Oh, I've already made 2 purchases from my Joann's with my employee discount. Wow, it was fun. I've already burned through 2 skeins of those 4 skeins of yarn, too. I have all that other old yarn stuffed in totes in my studio outside. But there's just something about, well, the reason I burned through these is these skeins of yarn, I needed them as the instructor for my knitting 101 classes that I'm doing at Joann's. Because I'm the instructor. Da da da. Yeah. Yeah, I dropped the sewing 101 instructor. I decided I did not want to do that. I mean, I can sew, and I can teach people to sew, but I didn't want a classroom full of sewers. I'm a 101 when it comes to teaching someone sewing, effectively teaching them. Now, as far as knitting and crocheting goes, knitting, I'm comfortable. I have been talking with you guys heavily about, you know, understanding a knit stitch and explaining it. And I keep them simple. At least I try to. Okay, so we're doing the basic stockinette stitch to the toes. And this here is using the same number of rows, same methodology as the basic tube sock where we did it all knit one, purl one ribbing. This particular variant, we're going to stockinette now that we've gotten the top of the sock done so that it kind of holds on to their teeny tiny little calf leg. Now remember, soft yarn, soft acrylic, with if this is specifically for a preemie child, because at this point, or a soft organic cotton, because it's a plant fiber. You have to be super careful about using any kind of animal fiber with preemies, because they might be allergic to it. Most people are not allergic to organic cotton or acrylic, soft acrylic. So keep those things in mind if you are doing these for babies. Now, if you're doing them for, you know, a small doll, then your world just opened up a bunch on what you can use. Okay, so as I was saying, so then I had to work Saturday, and Saturday was a lot easier. And I saw a lot of faces come through there. And most all of them were really sweet. And everybody was, I heard the compliment. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you opened. You know, that was just time and time and time and time again. And you know what? I can't blame them. I mean, I'm glad they're open. I've only had one lady who was not happy. And she was, this delightful older woman, when asked what she thought of our store, quote, "I'm not impressed. I'm just here for the bargains. I visit a lot of these stores." Now, I am not going to mimic the negative vibrations that were in her voice, or the I'm trying to keep this politically nice, but yeah, all of my hesitations, y'all have already got the picture. It's painted. Yeah. I wished her well on her travels. But everybody else, the other several hundred customers and people that came through that I spoke with, love, 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 love our new store. And I don't blame them. I do too. I catch myself wandering up and down the yarn aisles, touching everything. Touch, touch. Yep, I need to try some of that. Need some of that. Ooh, no, not that. That is nasty. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What in the heck would I use that for? Touch this, touch that. It's just like sensory overload. It's cracked for your fingertips and your eyeballs. It's just, oh my God, this is awesome. Can you tell I hadn't been exposed to a whole lot of great yarn? Oh God. Some of the ladies that come in now, let's see, Tuesday. It was crazy mad raining my entire shift. We still had people coming in. And one woman come in and I said, "Well, hey, Ducky, how are you doing today?" And she starts laughing. I mean, she's a silver-haired kind of fox with her raincoat on and her umbrella. And she giggles and she said, "I finally made it into town with nobody with me. I decided to spend some time here." And I said, "You go right ahead, honey. This is a crafter's medical facility." And she kind of looked at me. I said, "Yeah, medical facility. This is where you de-stress and you exercise because you walk around." And she got to laughing and she said, "You know, I ain't never thought about it like that, but you got a good point. This is as good as any medical facility I have ever been to. Probably better." And then another lady I was talking with, she's talking about, she only had a few minutes before lunch. And I said, "Didn't you know this here is a crafter's gym?" And she kind of looked at me. I said, "You go to lunch, you come back, and you just walk, 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 walk every aisle and look at everything. and this will help you work off part of that lunch you just ate. It's good for your exercise. And if you had a pedometer, you would probably find out that you walk a mile. Easy. So just go walk your Joann's. It's a gym. It's a medical facility. It's exercise and it's de-stressing and eye candy. So yes, it is good for your health. And so this is the running joke with some of my customers I've seen. And also Tuesday, it's so cute. I started already having repeat customers. They pop back in. Remember me? And I would remember them because of what they bought. One's a doll clothes maker. She's making doll dresses for her granddaughters. And they're coming back in and getting the small print chevron material with doll dresses and Barbie dresses and just boo koodles. It is really awesome stuff. And yeah, my hands stopped knitting and they were flippity flopping in the air as I was talking. Yep, that was me. So anyway, so our grand opening is not this weekend, but next weekend, the 24th, 25th, and 26th of April. And we have been warned by management, visiting and otherwise, that grand opening weekend, those 3 days, is the equivalent of 3 Black Fridays in a row. Yeah, I am totally not looking forward to that now. Because regular Black Fridays, I stay at home. I don't shop in that chaos. Now, I gotta go work in that chaos. But I'm not really worried about it, you know? You can only cut accurately so fast. And if they get impatient, it is their problem, not mine. Because as I tell them, whenever they get kind of antsy and maybe I goofed a little bit, you know, pinched it wrong or the bolt didn't flip the way I needed it to and I'll lose my mark and I have to remeasure, I'll smile at them and I'll do my best Southern and I'll say, you know what? I said, let's be accurate for both of us. My daddy always told me, measure twice, cut once. He liked building stuff. And they'll look at me when I do that Southern thing and, you know, quoting my daddy while I'm standing there cutting fabric. They'll just be like, okay. I have not had any so impatient that they just got ornery about, you know, not being all good and whatnot. I've even had a couple of fellas come in and buy fabric. Yeah, I know, right? It's like, in the South, most men don't buy fabric. But it's kind of cool when they do. Because one of the fellas that come in and bought it, honeys, he was easy 6'5". I mean, he was just like, oh my God, he could be a linebacker for a football team. But just as polite and sweet as he could be. So, yeah, it takes all kinds, don't it? And with that, I've got to get out of here, folks. It's already my 30-minute mark. But like I said, for this variant on the tube sock, it's that simple. The four, 5, or 6 rib knit at the beginning, then be mindful if you want to be, otherwise you don't have to be, of the purl or the knit side. And then stockinette. According to the, my brain is just going kind of crazy. Let's see. Let me pull this up. Take a looky-loo. Okay. At Okay, because you want the sock to roughly be about 4 inches long from the first row to where you start the toes. And that's roughly going to be, give or take, 26 rows. Yours may vary by one or two rows. Don't sweat it. It's a tube sock. We're not going for, you know, we're not doing intimate lace work here. So around row 27-ish, you're going to slip stitch. Then you're going to knit two together on the knit side of the stockinette. Okay? You're going to knit two together all the way across the row. And this is going to bring you down to 12 stitches. You're going to turn it around. Your next row, you're going to purl two together all the way across. And this should give you 12. Oops, 6. You're going to turn. That last row, you're going to bind off those 6. Then you're going to fold it long ways with the purl sides on the outside, which means your stockinette, your knit stitches are going to kiss each other when you fold it. You're going to run a yarn needle through those toes, and you're going to kind of cinch that up and make it into a magic circle kind of gather. And at the rib top, you're going to whip stitch that all the way down, tie them down together, get you a good solid knot. Now, because it's such a teeny tiny thing and you're going to snip it, you have the option of hiding your tails or just leaving them kind of frizzy inside the toe. It's totally up to you. And then you just duplicate this for your next one. But check my blog post for the basic preemie tube sock. There's a pattern for it. And I call it teeny tiny tube sock pattern. It will be nestled on the front page between the two preemie baby podcast feature images. I know, I'm starting to babble way too much. Okay, guys, I'm getting out of here, I promise. Next week, we're going to work on a variant of the hat to match these. Oh, see, you're smart. You know what we're going to do, don't you? So, you smart ones, y'all can get a head start if you want to. Those who have no idea what I'm talking about, you find out next week. Until then, if y'all are feeling bad, please get to feeling better. I hate it when you listeners are sick. If you well, go smile at people. Make them wonder, make them feel good. Just do it. It's good for you. If you're cold, get warm. If you're warm, cool off. But the pattern and any of my other shows, any of my other doings, you can find all of me and where to find me anywhere else on the net. You can find me at www.revlee.me. That's REVLEA.ME. But until next week, y'all take care now, babies. Bye, y'all.